able to do a tremendous thing. You know, him and the coaching staff there, they've been together for so long, you know, so you know they're always going to be on rhythm and on point with what they do and how they attack you as a defense, special teams, and offensively. So, you know, we just go in and prepare, like I said, prepare fixing us first. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, is making sure that we're sound in what we do in all facets, and then you worry about how the game plan will.
You played against him, right, your rookie year?
Yeah, I played against him rookie year.
Anything stand out from that game for you?
You know, I just think that we all put on our shoes the same way, you know, and I think that if you put somebody on a bigger pedestal than what it may seem, then you're already losing that battle. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, of course we respect the Patriots, but at the same time, you know, they suit up just like we suit up. It's another game for us to go continue to prepare and go out there and execute.
TJ, what is your approach these final seven games? I know a lot of people like to say we're going to take it one game at a time, but it's easier said than done, knowing that you guys probably have to get to 10 wins to make the playoffs.
You know, I think that postseason play is something that, of course, everybody wants to get to, and I think that's the overall end goal, but that's so far down the road. You know, I think now that we're back in the myth of things and the way these games are being played, you do have to take it one game at a time. You got to take it one practice at a time, because you just never know, you know, the teams that everybody's supposed to, you're supposed to beat them or you're supposed to lose to them, you know, those things don't always happen. So you just go out there and play your best football on Sundays and then let everything fall where they fall.
Well, what gives this team the confidence you can go to Mexico City and come out with the win against the Patriots?
The talent we have. You know, I think that we have a tremendous group of guys and we have a great coaching staff, and they've always dialed up some plans to go out there and execute for us. I think as players, we have to go out there and play our best football. And I think that this is a game that few mistakes can be made in order to really be able to go out there and execute.
I know you treat every opponent the same, but for you as a defense, do you see this as an opportunity more than maybe others, just because it's the Patriots, for a statement for you guys as a defense?
No, I don't think so. I think we take every game as trying to make a statement. You know, and sometimes we don't always come out making the best statement for ourselves. And so every game and every approach that we take, we're always trying to make a statement, whether that's from an offensive, defensive, or special team standpoint. And when we fall short of those things, then, you know, it looks hard upon us to go out there and swallow that type of statement that we left on. And you're always representing your name on your back, you know. So as a player, we continue to go out there and execute at trying to be at a high level as possible, because, you know, you're playing for your family, your friends, you know, everybody that feels like they know you in that sense, that they're close to you.
Coaches mentioned doing like a big extensive self-scout this past bye week. How helpful is that for you players, and what do you get out of the big self-scout?
The self-scout is very helpful, because it allows us to figure out how teams has been attacking us, you know, from a defensive standpoint, offense, and special team standpoint. You know, this is a copycat league, and so you have to self-scout yourself week in and week out so that you know how opponents are attacking you and where their weaknesses is. And so I think that's been really the big thing about this past week, is diagnosing ourselves and our problems and our strengths, and going out there to execute our strengths, make our weaknesses become more of less of weaknesses for us, and then going out there and have fun playing football.
What are your strengths so far? I think what was your strengths of the first nine games?
I think our strengths the first nine games has been tackling, you know, and we didn't tackle as well in Miami, but I think we're pretty good at a high level of tackling, and I think that's one of the biggest standpoints in this league. Is so much of this league is about dink and donking, 5-yard catch here, 5-yard run here, but those things turn into 20 and 30-yard passes and runs because of the lack of tackling. So I think that's something that we have to continue to harp on and make teams beat us 5, 10, 8 yards down the field, because eventually they'll make mistakes.
How beneficial do you find it heading to Mexico the night before the game, rather than trying to spend a separate week trying to have it?
You know, that's a coaching situation. You know, I don't, you know, as a player, I think that we have to be able to adjust to play in all circumstances. And that's a philosophy that we put our trust in within the coaches, and we allow them to make that type of decision so that we can play football. And I think that's their biggest thing, is always being able to go out there and give us the best foot to be put forward.
Do you find it helps with the rhythm standpoint, the fact that you're not, you know, wasting any time up there? It's kind of just getting in and get out?
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. You know, I don't really pay too much mind to that, because when you start paying too much attention into those type of things, you lose focus of the overall goal, which is going out there to win.
Did you feel it helped last year, though? The same thing?
I think, to me, it helped last year in a standpoint of, you know, we went in there, came in, and got back out. So I don't really know any type of other approach as far as staying out there for a longer approach, or is the shorter approach the one day better than going out there 2 days earlier. But I think what they did last year was really a plan that was successful for us, so I think that's probably why they're doing it this year.
Altitude-wise, do you see a drastic difference as opposed to Mile High?
Not really. I think they're all tough atmospheres to play in. You know, I think Mile High is just as effective as Mexico City, and you have to take it in an approach to prepare yourself as a player to go out there and put your best foot forward.